Archinsky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Bashima Stadium is sold out, but StubHub isn't. This is Archinsky with Friday Sports Notebook. For years, college athletic departments have had a dilemma over trying to sell out their stadiums and arenas, but often end up with too many people in the stands wearing opponents' colors. The secondary ticket market of hawkers and scalpers has been around as long as the games have been played. Hawkers get their hands on tickets for face value or close to it and scalp them for way more than that to make a profit and continue running their operations. UNC still tries to control the resale of tickets internally with an exchange program in which season ticket holders can turn in what they're not using and get something back of equal value, and the school then resells them for the original price. But StubHub got so big and offered Carolina so much money for advertising and maybe a commission on tickets they sell, it was time for UNC to start getting a piece of that secondary market. StubHub is an online service for people to sell and buy and doesn't purchase tickets from UNC. So it got my attention when StubHub had almost 200 tickets listed for the sold-out NCAA Super Regional this weekend against Auburn. How did StubHub get those 200 tickets, which is about 10% of the tickets on sale to the public? I know some fans would bring their families to the game for face value, but can't afford to pay any more. The range of prices on StubHub are from $37 way out on left field and right field, all the way up to $1,000 between first base and third base. Will whoever put them on sale at StubHub get a grand per ticket? Probably not, but they will still get more than whatever they paid for them. And you can take the cost of college baseball tickets and multiply that by 10 for what the good ones go for at the Dean Dome. The commercial resale business has created entrepreneurs. Say a season ticket holder has the privilege of buying 8 to the NCAA tourney, and they put 4 of them on StubHub or sell them to brokers and wind up breaking even or making a profit on what they bought. Is that good for them, or just too bad for the poor schnook who wants to see the Tar Heels play for a reasonable price? This is Archinsky. See ya.